AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There's a rally going on in Indianapolis to protest Governor Mike Pence's signing of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in Indiana. Opponents say it could sanction discrimination against gay people. Jennifer Fox is one of the protesters. She thinks this bill is not clear on religious freedom restoration.
How it could be misused and result in lots of litigation and clogged courts just because people want to discriminate against people that are different from them.
Governor Mike Pence defended the bill when he signed it Thursday.
This bill is not about discrimination. And if I thought it was about discrimination, I would have vetoed it.
Supporters say it will keep the government from compelling people to provide services they find objectionable on religious grounds. The deadline is drawing closer to get a nuclear deal done with Iran. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the sides in Switzerland are optimistic.
You're always optimists, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And I've said we have never been so close in the last weeks. I think we've made substantial progress.
Iran's negotiator denied news report that the sides were close to an agreement on a text. Five people were hurt when two cars were struck by a commuter train at a crossing near downtown Los Angeles. One of the injuries is said to be serious. Police in Panama City Beach, Florida, say seven people were shot at a spring break house. It happened early this morning. At least three people are in the hospital in critical condition. Police say several of the victims are Alabama A&M students visiting the panhandle in Florida for spring break. Stanford University is investigating an unusually high number of students suspected of cheating. The San Jose Mercury News reports the university provost sent a letter to faculty members about the allegations, and students in a number of classes are being contacted. This is AP Radio News. Two teams will be on their way to the Final Four later today in men's college basketball. First, it's Arizona against Wisconsin. Later, unbeaten Kentucky plays Notre Dame. Kentucky coach John Calipari says Notre Dame will have to play a great game to beat his team.
The thought of playing fast or pressing, playing slower, and I don't know. It's what. How do you play and you play your best? But here's the great thing. Our team's not worried about that. We just don't want to help them.
The Wildcats are 37-0 on the season. Remember those llamas that went on the loose about a month ago in Phoenix?
We were showing llamas to our residents who have gotten loose, and we've been out here for an hour trying to capture them.
Well, the Agriculture Department contacted the owners of the llamas after their splash on social media. The animals were offered for therapy and educational purposes, but the government says a license is needed to showcase the llamas. So, no more public events for them. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save.